Loughborough leads out the blue and amber of Leeds. He looks up to his right and sees that the faithful are there. They've come hoping that Leeds can hang on to their Ladbrokes Challenge Cup title. The Giants fans are here as well. They're on their feet. They're hoping for a second win over the old enemy inside a week. Can they get the job done? The young mascots out there enjoying their day as well. Sutcliffe fires it to Lilly. Lilly thinks about running it and drops the shoulders and he's away. Big early chance for the Rhinos. If he can get the pass away, he can. Ball comes on this side. Ferris goes for the line, passes it. They must score. Kane Halston at the corner. And Leeds have scored with the first set of the match and put that one down to Jordan Lilly. A moment of absolute brilliance from the youngster. Huddersfield expecting the kick. Leeds run it and they score in the corner. Giants nil, Leeds 4.
What a great start by the Rhinos. Jordan Lilly for mine. I named him in the England team for the Four Nations, and that just shows to me and proved to me you keep this kid in. If he's young enough, he's good enough.
From the sideline, and he nails it. It is now 6-0. What a start for Jordan Lilly. Hinchcliffe gives it to Wardle. Wardle out the back. They must be in here. Kyle Ward goes for the line, and he's tackled. What a tackle that was. It was Hardacre. It's a try saver. It's as simple as that from Hardacre. What a tackle.
That's the tackle of the season so far I've seen.
Bruff Dummies gives it back on the angle. Here's a Kuma tie. They won't stop him. This time he will score. He'd have run through a brick wall there. He was going that quick. And the Giants are back in it. Huddersfield 4, Leeds 6. And Bruff adds the extras at 6 points apiece. Josh Johnson, good quick hands, and Mason was away, but he had no support with him. 30 out, the big lads working well in the middle. Here's Bruff, Bruff, dummy in his way, gets it to Cudjoe, ball over the shoulder for McGilvray. McGilvray cuts in, and he's over the line. What a score from Jermaine McGilvray. But credit the young guns up the middle. It was Johnson and Mason that created the break. The quick play of the ball, and you're not stopping Jermaine McGilvray when he gets a sniff of the line. The Giants lead 10-6.
Don't stop him from that sort of distance as well. Great play by the Giants, fully deserved, as we've mentioned a few times now, Mark. What a cracker of a rugby league game we've got so far.
Ball with Bruff from the sideline, and he's absolutely nailed that. 12-6, Huddersfield lead here. He jumps it for Ferris, he's lost it. He was through and he lost it.
Oh boy,
a free play. Now McGilvray against Hardacre. Cuts in field. McGilvray over the 20. McGilvray gets it away. Ryan Brearley.
Try,
for the line.
Try.
Brearley is going to score in the corner. What a sensational rugby league try. Ferris, a certain scorer at one end. Brearley scores at the other. Huddersfield extend their lead by 16-6.
Ferris, I think he's been sent off for you, Mark Wilson. I think he said something to the referee. I think he's been sent off for you, Brett Ferris. I think he's been sent off.
Well, he's gone to the bin. He's gone to the bin, Ferris.
It is.
Bruff has nailed one from the sideline. We'll try. Everyone in the commentary box looking at each other. No one's quite sure. Was it red? Was it yellow? Here's Bruff from the sideline, and he has got it. The flags go up. 18-6. And then they've gone for the drop goal. He was charged down, and he's still gone over.
That's the worst drop goal I've ever seen, Mark Wilson.
I'm not sure Jake Connor was part of the plan there, but he's just picked it up, dropped the goal. He got charged down and still went over. What an amazing 40 minutes we have just seen.
Brilliant.
Gives Huddersfield a 19-6 lead. We said Scotty, Paul Anderson wouldn't have been happy with 6. I think he'd be pretty happy with a 13-point lead.
He will indeed.
Here are Leeds now with Sutcliffe. Sutcliffe tackled.
Look. Scored.
Oh, he's reached out.
He scored.
He has. He has reached out and scored at the side of the post. So maybe this one isn't quite all over yet. It looked to all the world he'd been tackled, but he just reached his arm out and plopped the ball down, and with 4.5 gone, second half, Leeds are back in it. Huddersfield 19, Leeds 10.
Well, it was, but it's at the side of him to go into the post, it wasn't there, but as I say, they managed to get the ball to Sutcliffe, and he somehow managed just to scramble over for the 4 points.
There's Lilly, sent to the right of the 6. This should be a formality for the youngster. Oh, I say that, he just about gets it in. 19-12, we're back at a 7-point ball game. 7.5 gone second half. Here's Cudjoe, steps out of a tackle, he's away! Cudjoe down the sideline for Wood! Wood in the corner, and Huddersfield score as soon as Leeds are back to a full complement. The Giants are in again, and it's Cudjoe with the break. Kyle Wood on the inside scores. Huddersfield 23, Leeds 12. Danny Brough, 5 in from touch. The Giants fans on that side will know before we do.
Kicks
they
it.
Like it, they like it, and so does Danny Brough. Never even gave that a second look, did he? 25 points to 12. Sutcliffe puts his head through a tackle, gets it away to Cuthbertson. Great hands. Cuthbertson up to the 40. He's got Burrow.
Where's support again?
He's run away from him. If he gets a pass away, they're going to
try. Time.
Kindhorse. Great try from Leeds. Sutcliffe with half a break gets it to Cuthbertson. And Kindhorse scores again, his second of the match. And Leeds respond by playing some good open rugby league. There's 28 minutes left and they are back in it again. Huddersfield 25, Leeds 16. Tough kick for Lilly. They like it.
No, they don't.
No, they don't. He's just missed it. And it remains a 9-point ball game. And they are going to take the two scoring. Well, this is interesting because they're only 9 in front. Kick for Danny Brough, 20 out. He's about 10 to the right, maybe. Should get this. Comes forward, hits it pretty clean. And a penalty goal is good. 5 from 5 for Danny Brough. The Huddersfield Giants lead here on Radio Yorkshire by 27 points to 16.
Yeah, Danny Brough just well takes it. 11 points clear now, at least on this kickoff.
They're going to try and power their way over, are they? Brough ducks out of a tackle and will score underneath the post. And the Huddersfield Giants surely now are going into the quarterfinals of the Ladbrokes Challenge Cup. They lead here at the John Smith by 31 points to 16.
Straight under the black gloves. Another 2 points on the goal kick. The Giants are going through to the quarterfinals. The Rhinos 2016 season is over.
You can't expect him to miss this one. And Brough's kick is straight between the middle. 33-16. Now Brough is back for the drop goal. Now he's back. He'll get it now. This is it. Kicks it straight between the middle. And Danny Brough, I would say, is taking liberties now. Gary Schofield, it's 34-16.
He is indeed, and I say that just shows you how mention for the Rhinos to build a bit of pressure, be patient. Well, they just build that pressure, and he's just rubbing salt into the huge wounds what's in the Rhinos' cups at this moment in time. They can't control this.
What are they doing here? Brough wants the ball at first receiver. He's going to go for the drop goal again. Well, if he can't kick him off the kicking tee, he can off the drop goal. It's the third drop goal of the night for the Giants. They lead 35-16.
Well, he's taking a mickey, isn't he? But again, it's just a composure, pressure, patient. And, well, Danny Brough, that's what it's all about. Just being professional. Rhinos have no answer.
Mullally's just run straight through. He's going to score here. Big Anthony Mullally has piled through and he will score at the side of the post. 6 minutes left. The gap is down to 15.
All too late. Oh, too late for the Rhinos.
Between the posts, it is good. 35-22. So here is Brough and here is the drop goal. And there is the 1 point. I'll tell you what, he can kick him, can't he? 36-22, and that will be it. Huddersfield Giants into the quarterfinals of the Ladbrokes Challenge Cup. And Huddersfield have done an absolute number on the Rhinos tonight. Leeds are a team at the moment that are drowning at the bottom of the Super League.
Yeah.
And based on that, you can argue that's why they are bottom. They're not good enough at the moment. What has gone wrong?
Quite simply, there's no leadership out there.